You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
So how many times do I have to do that where I go to start recording and then realize that I have not plugged in my USB microphone? I mean, come on. It's obvious. It is obvious, Dave, that when you go to record a podcast, you're sitting down at your desk, make sure you plug in the damn microphone. Stupid. Yeah, that's a message to me. I'll enjoy listening to that once again. Not that it's a big deal, it just means I've got to close Audacity and open up Audacity after I have the microphone plugged in like a person would if they're going to be recording a podcast. So what the hell am I doing? It's a beautiful Saturday. It's a humid Saturday in Chicagoland area. And I am talking to you guys. So why aren't I outside? In honesty, yesterday I spent a wonderful day. It was the day after the 4th of July, so you figured out quickly there that we're on the 6th of July. So on the 5th of July, I spent the day out on, my pontoon boat, just cruising around the Fox Lake, having a good time, and it was just a nice casual kind of... I don't know, the sun was beating down on us. It was, it was overdue for us in the Chicagoland area to get our dose of vitamin D. So it was really nice for that to be a great day for that. And then after that, we decided to go see a local band called Seventh Heaven. For those that are in the Chicagoland area, if you haven't seen Seventh Heaven, you're missing out on a great show. They play a lot of great, they have some fantastic originals, but they also play a lot of great, hits that everybody knows. They do a lot of great covers, very talented. They put on a wonderful show, a lot of energy. I'd recommend, if you ever get a chance. So back to what we're doing here, we are going to continue. And we being the royal we, meaning me, and you get to listen, continuing the essential 1980s movie list. So we have another one here that's due to be recorded. I actually just got done editing Mystic Pizza, which by the time you're listening to this, you would have heard that. So I did that this morning and scheduled it to post for Monday. So that's kind of how you kind of stay ahead of the game where you don't have to worry about the... did I remember to edit? Am I going to have it ready to post on time and all that kind of good jazz? I'll probably not have a chance to do it much tomorrow because we have a 4th of July parade that we always go to. And then we go over to my brother-in-law's for a just enjoying the pool and a cookout kind of a thing. I don't know if he's really going to be up to it because he had a little bit too much to drink on the boat yesterday. So we'll see how he recoups. But back to the essential 80s movies. Let's get this party started. Insert bumper here.
This is 80-something podcast.
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
it to each other. And party on, dudes!
Hey, Bonsai Retro Club members, and by members, that means you've joined the club, whether you like it or not, because you are listening. I'm Dave, and I am going through our 1980s Essentials movies. This was a list that I found on RottenTomatoes.com. They started at 140, working their way to number one, and I had decided, you know what, I want to do a podcast about each one of those movies. So in some cases, I don't really have a lot of information about them because I haven't seen them. I'm doing my best not to look up information about each of these movies. But I now found a little loophole in the way that I'm doing this podcast to talk to you about, because I now have a Google Mini. So we're going to start off by saying we're on... And I should have had that open. Slacker Dave. 113. We're at number 113, and that is Adventures in Babysitting. I'll insert the trailer here.
Meet Chris Parker. Getting ready for the greatest night of her life.
Hi.
I gotta cancel.
Now she's stuck babysitting the Anderson kids. Sarah.
Mom got Chris to babysit for me.
Chris?
Her brother Brad.
Oh my.
His best friend Daryl.
Who is this kid?
Stray dog.
Take good care of my baby. I'll guard her with my life.
What could possibly go wrong?
Chris, I'm in trouble.
Hang up and sit down. I'll be there in half an hour.
Well, I'm just out of school.
This is the night when things go from bad. Worse.
Big city. Scum sucker.
Too ridiculous.
Wanna go to bed?
Hey, I like danger.
You
should try babysitting.
And this is only the beginning.
Your friend is dead.
Chris can handle it.
Sarah's probably hanging from the rafters by now.
Sarah, hold on!
I'm still in control here.
You could say they were having a bad night.
Any problems?
No, not really.
If they weren't having such a good time. Adventures in Babysitting.
Think your parents will ever ask me to babysit again?
If they do, I'd ask them for a buck more an hour.
And then after that, what we'll do is we'll say, hey, Google, tell us about Adventures in Babysitting.
Adventures in Babysitting is a 1987 movie directed by Chris Columbus, starring Elizabeth Shue, Keith Coogan, and Maya Bruton.
And as we learned a little bit on one of the previous episodes, we can say it like this and get a little better detail. Hey, Google, give me the synopsis of Adventures in Babysitting.
Here's the synopsis of Adventures in Babysitting. When plans with her boyfriend fall through, high school senior Chris Parker, Elizabeth Shue, ends up babysitting the Anderson kids, Brad, Keith Coogan, and Sarah, Maya Bruton. What should be a quiet night in, however, turns into a series of ridiculous exploits, starting when they leave the house to pick up Chris' friend Brenda, Penelope Ann Miller. Soon, Brad's buddy Daryl, Anthony Rapp, is involved, and the group must contend with car thieves, blues musicians, and much more.
All right, so Adventures in Babysitting is, I just think that is so much fun. There's a lot of great things in this movie, and I'm sure I'm going to forget some of the things that I want to talk about, because, I mean, this is one of those that I do consider an essential 1980s movie, because I've seen it on several occasions. I can't say that I've maybe, I think I've seen it about a handful of times. Which is enough to kind of retain the high points. So, first off, we'll start with the main character, Elizabeth Shue. You know, this helps solidify her as just the cute actress of that time frame, the late 80s. Coming off of The Karate Kid, you know, she was Allie with an I. By the way, very excited that she's going to, I'm hoping that they go through with it, but put her in Cobra Kai season, what are they up, season 3 now? Or that's what's coming up next. I'm very excited to see what happens with Allie with an I. And if she's A, in it, and B, how they incorporate her into the show. So that's going to be very awesome. But I'm going to save a lot of my love for Cobra Kai and Karate Kid until I get to that specific essential movie on the 1980s list, and I know that one's coming up. But back to Adventures in Babysitting. I thought she did a really great job at leading this movie. Very believable of the girl that, you know, was just trying to, had certain plans and they just fell apart on her, and she had to do the best with what the world was dishing out to her, which was a really rough night. Really fun scene. And you know what? I'm going to edit that in. I'm going to edit in the audio of this, but I really love the scene of when they get to the blues club and they've got to sing the blues before they're allowed to go past the club. That was really fun. That was really the way they kind of did that, the way they incorporated the kids, I thought was just a lot of, you know, great 80s fun. In fact, you know, it'd be a lot of fun if they incorporated that into other movies nowadays. Could you imagine, you know, just, you know, seeing a movie like Avengers or something like that, and it's like, you know, in order to get through here, you've got to sing the blues. And what would that be like, you know, having a superhero sing the blues? Or would they? Would they even bother? Or they just kind of fight their way through?
Hi. my name's Chris Parker. I live in Oak Park. That's a suburb.
They probably figured that out.
This is Brad, Sarah, and Daryl. And we're in trouble.
Ain't no doubt.
See, me and my boyfriend, Mike, tonight's our anniversary. But then he went and canceled. And now I'm stuck watching these three. And it's so hard.
And it's so hard.
Babysitting these guys.
She got the...
I got this call from Brenda. I went to pick her up. The tire had a blowout, and my mom's car got shot up.
And we all got hijacked. We're cruising down the highway.
This big old Cadillac, and it's so hard.
Yeah! It's so hard.
Babysitting these guys.
She got the babysitting blue.
Baby, baby, babysitting blue.
I've got the.
You wish your feet were walking in someone else's shoes.
Some guys are out to get us.
And Brenda's probably dead. We ain't got a nickel.
And they should be in bed, and you out of luck.
Out of luck watching these guys. I've got the babysitting blues.
Baby, baby.
Someone else's shoes. Some guys out to get 'em,
and the girl's probably dead. She ain't got a nickel.
And we should be in bed.
You out of luck.
Nobody leave this place without singing the blues.
Moving on to kind of the co-stars. The annoying neighbor kid, Anthony Rapp. I said annoying already, so you already get the point. You get the gist. He really annoyed the shit out of me during Adventures in Babysitting. I just really did not like his character too much. Just forcing his way on and just being, I don't know, just overly a jerk. But Anthony Rapp has since starred in the musical Rent that was adapted from, I guess it was a Broadway show, you know, into a movie. And he did such a wonderful job in that movie. And I thought he's so talented and really loved what he did there. So I trying to figure out in my brain, do I give him a pass for being the annoying neighbor in Adventures in Babysitting because of the brilliant job he did in Rent? I can't really decide if that gives him a pass for that. But you know, he's a kid actor. It is what it is. If you know, the director said, you know what, I just need you to be the most annoying neighbor kid that there is in the world, mission accomplished. So he did the job. Actually, I'm curious about that. Is there a movie that's been released that has a more annoying neighbor kid? I have to give that some thought. If you guys can think of one, please let me know. Shoot me an email at McFly@BonsaiRetroClub.com. All right, so the little sister, she was babysitting. I remember he had a massive crush on Elizabeth Shue, but I'm trying to remember if there's really anything significant about him other than just kind of pawning over her, over Elizabeth Shue's character. I'm sure he's been in things since that movie. I don't have anything that comes to mind. I could ask Google Mini, but I don't know. I'd be afraid that if something comes up that I'm not familiar with, then I really have no way to go with that. So we're going to go ahead and say that, you know, I mean, he did a good job for what he did. I just don't remember any roles that he's done in subsequent movies. But I know he looks familiar to me, so I know he's been in stuff. And shame on me for forgetting. Now to the little girl. She had this interesting thing with Thor, where she had an appreciation for Thor. And I thought it was really fun for them to incorporate the mechanic at the end to be like Thor. And I thought that was a lot of fun. I thought that was a lot of way to incorporate, you know, for those of us that, you know, were into geeky comic books, to have that kind of appreciation thrown out for Marvel Comics, and in the midst of this movie. So that was a lot of fun. Let's see, what else was there in this movie? The friend that they had to go save was stuck at the train station. The most significant part I remember about that is when she was calling Elizabeth Shue's character and saying, "Hey, I'm stuck here, and in the train station." I think she lost her glasses or something at that. I don't know if it was at that point, but she's really having a hard time at it. I think she was running away for some reason. So of course the adventure, starts off that she's got to take these kids and go get her friend. However, I just remember her making the phone call from the telephone booth, her friend, and there was, somebody, like a homeless person, that was banging on it saying, "You're in my house, you're in my house." And then she finally kicks the stuff out and she goes, "You've moved out, or you've been evicted," or something along those lines. And so I always thought that was kind of funny moment. Bit on the dramatic side, though, but funny nonetheless. What else about this movie? What else am I forgetting? There's actually a lot of things. I just remember there was a Playboy playmate that looked like Elizabeth Shue for the centerfold. I remember the annoying neighbor showing the kid that. Who was the boyfriend? Who was the boyfriend that Elizabeth Shue was upset with? I'm not going to open up another Google tab and Google it. I'm just looking to see Anthony Rapp, Keith Coogan. Hey, Google, who starred in Adventures in Babysitting?
The cast of Adventures in Babysitting includes Elizabeth Shue, Keith Coogan, and 29 others. Let me know if you want me to tell you more.
Well, that wasn't very helpful at all. I don't know. Why am I thinking it's Bradley Whitford? Is it Bradley Whitford? Here's the crux of doing these essential 1980s movies. I made a promise to myself that I wasn't going to open up like tabs and just regurgitate it from Google or bring up IMDb. I've got around that by having this Google Mini here, but I don't know how to ask the question to get the right answer. So if I go, "Hey Google, who played the boyfriend in Adventures in Babysitting?"
Bradley Whitford. On the website thefw.com, they say, "Then, in Adventures in Babysitting, Bradley Whitford plays Chris' boyfriend Mike Todwell, who stands her up for a date and then proves to be quite the two-timing sleazebag. To find out more, look for the link in your Google Home or Google Assistant app."
My God, I can't believe I got that right. And I can't believe I figured out the proper way to ask the question for these little trivia tidbits. That's really kind of awesome. I figured that right here as I was recording. It's like, wow, cool. Who played the boy in... Hey, Google. You got to do Hey, Google first. Hey, Google, who played the boy in Adventures in Babysitting?
On the website thefw.com, they say, "Then, Elizabeth Shue played the titular babysitter in Adventures in Babysitting."
All right, well, I'm asking that question wrong. I'm sure there's a better way to ask it. That's very cool, though. It's very cool that I got Bradley Whitford. I remember that. I love him in The West Wing as Josh. And he played quite the two-timer against Elizabeth Shue in Adventures in Babysitting. So I think that I thought that was really good. I thought he really did a really good job with that and continued just a wonderful acting career. So I'm a Bradley Whitford fan, if there was a fan club, I guess I would be able to join. I don't know what else I've got. What else about this movie? Come on, Dave. You need details. You covered the blues. Covered the friend that she had to go save from the train station. You covered the kids. Covered Thor. There's other details. I'm just not... And of course, the boyfriend that was cheating on her. So, yeah. I guess I'm good. I'm good here. So with that, I'm going to just remind everybody that we have a website out there. That's BonsaiRetroClub.com. Banzai. I always spell out bonsai because I think that you guys are going to confuse it with baby trees, which I think is BONSAI. So don't get that wrong. If there is a Bonsai Retro Club, don't go to their website. Unless they've got some cool stuff, then go ahead and check it out. But ours is, as I said, BANZAI Retro Club. So if you got one of those iDevices, go out there and leave us a rating review and subscribe to the podcast. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and remind everybody to have a good whatever, because once again, I have no clue when you're listening to this, and be excellent to each other. And isn't it kind of cool that they are filming Bill and Ted 3 already? So good times ahead. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 On the next episode, we are going to talk about how the Dalai Lama had stiffed me for a tip when I caddied for him. That's right, kids. Caddyshack 1980, coming up.